Observation, I believe Mikala has found the entrance and or exit of the sewers that the alchemy was being poured down.
I believe in a thing called love.
What is love?
Oh, baby, don't hurt me.
Has there ever been a more popular call and response besides...
Yes, but what's love got to do with it?
What's love but a secondhand emotion?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give somebody a secondhand emotion if anyone starts singing.
The urge rises.
The best HK can do is releasing a spoken word album, but one of the Dark Lords named Shatner beat him to it.
What does love have to do with it?
I was about to ask if HK's middle name was Tiberius.
So, assertion, we can get this party started. I might know this music. Shall we change the beat?
Is there anyone who does not want to start with the record button?
It assumed it was already pressed.
Crash?
We all try to look at Crash.
Crash tries very hard to keep a straight face, fails miserably. Crash is very bad at poker.
Is that yes, the button was pushed, or...
Yes, the assertion was when I pressed the button.
Button. Hi, this is Beth. Welcome to GURPS Wars. I've got Crash and Ellie and Eo and Paul here to play with me and be entertain me while I sit back and listen to the banter and occasionally have someone with a machete run through a door. And then run away again because there's a lot of Sith here. So, Paul has to have a prior appointment, and so we need to get started quickly. What happened last time?
We opened a door.
Found corridors of sorts.
In Growout Barn 4.
And there was much banter.
That's evergreen, but yes. Oh yeah, there's alchemy.
There's alchemy in the sewers, which is not where it belongs. Under really any circumstances, you can't just flush your alchemy into the sewers without disposing of it. And what did they do?
Well, you can't do that unless you're from Biotics.
No, Biotics doesn't get to do that either. Who was very offended by the Tizane voice.
Poor Pua. Poor perfect Pua.
No one gets to put alchemy in the sewers.
Are the sewers under a different sphere? Logistics, perhaps?
They can't put alchemy in the sewers either.
HK is shaken violently by Ran from over at Craft Services. Ran denies everything.
Yes, that is, I believe Mikala did in fact find it. Yes, you opened the, well, it's not quite a trap door, it's a pallet covering things, and the aroma is awfully horribly familiar, and also you failed your HT roll by 3, so you may want to consider the state of what a failed HT roll it would do to you for this.
Indeed.
And while some GMs might make suggestions, I trust Ellie to think of what's funny.
Does the smell start permeating the entire vast area of this warehouse?
I mean, it will get to you eventually, but it probably hasn't done so yet. Although, Crix, just for my hilarity, I would like you to make a perception roll.
Taste, smell?
No, just perception.
Perception, okay.
Just perception. This is for danger sense. You have a foreboding. It is not a foreboding of intense danger to your life and limb. It is a foreboding that something... Look, if you're in a kitchen, you would think that something's about to start burning.
Oh, okay, no. Who did the thing?
Crix's voice echoes through the barn.
Assertion, I have not done a thing yet, but give me a moment.
Hey, HK?
Yes?
You have, like, olfactory analyzers?
GM, do I have olfactory analyzers? I don't think I've turned them on since Planetfall, if I have them.
Let me double check your advantages quickly here. You have scanning sense. This would be a certain amount of... No, I don't think you have olfactory analyzers.
Assertion, I believe olfactory analyzers would have been a detriment for most of this mission.
Yeah, that's fair.
I believe they are currently on a workbench. Which workbench? I prefer not to say. The workbench is off-planet, by the way.
All right. Do I have anything that would... You know, I have a pocket cam and a macro binoculars and a tiny computer and a library card, apparently.
Now having fun isn't hard.
Because you have a library card.
Yes.
I am valiantly trying to do my job, which means recording the composition of this smell for potential later anti-personnel use.
Take a luck point. That's the third time I've used that this evening. Shame the first two were before pressing the record button.
You might be able to get something with your... If you have some a Star Trek scanner of some kind. No, HK, you cannot do a ranged kick.
Look, I already had a crit success on a ranged bite attack. Now I just need to go for the triple crown.
No, you would have to throw your leg at someone.
I'm a droid. This can be arranged.
Yes.
I have the technology.
Yes.
I am the technology.
Hmm.
A part of me said, hey, we just got the cold open that I can start the session with when I'm editing this. But knowing this group of friends, nothing is carved in stone yet.
Uh-huh. All right. I will valiantly try to record as much as I can of the composition of this smell. Because it is an incredible smell that I've discovered.
You have discovered the most incredible smell. And also Crix is making concerns about what just happened. Echoing, I say. I should probably go back into pseudo combat so that I don't miss anybody.
Possibly.
Aw, Pooh is curled up.
After I've done that, I'm going to go find a big furry oaf to throw in.
Let's see. The corporal is not here, so I'm actually just going to hide him. Mikola, HK.
I have not done anything yet.
Yes, you'll go right after HK. Okay, sneeze over with.
All right, well...
HK, are you doing anything in particular besides...
HK is torn because most of the party is over there at the end of that corridor over to the east. But Mikola's down there to the south, which is closer, and has discovered something distressing.
Mm-hmm.
HK kind of wants to go towards the distressing, but it means backtracking.
Well, yes.
There. I have my blaster rifle and bucket at the ready. I don't know which will become more relevant. If I'm lucky, I get to use both.
Tazani.
There's a door over there.
You found a door. You may now kick the door in.
Yes.
It was, in fact, not locked.
But...
As you enter the room, there's a little desk over in front of you. There's another one with a chair behind it, off in the corner. Not shown are assorted shelves on the walls with assorted data pads and dusty implements of various sorts, none of which look particularly interesting to you because, well, farming stuff.
You know, I thought that this room was going to have horrible mutant spickens in it or something, and I am deeply disappointed.
You found an office.
I'll look at the office later. The office is boring.
Are you saying that out loud, and are you close enough for me to hear you?
Yes. Dasani is making the declaration that she thought there would be giant mutant spickens or something in here, and there's not, and she's very disappointed.
Give me a perception hearing, because you are rather a ways away, and it does echo. But there will be an unspecified bonus, because it's funny.
Well,
you don't
I made
need
perception
an unspecified
by two.
Bonus. You made it by two. You decode this. Yes.
I will yell back, possibly by taking my audio toggle and just dragging it all the way over to the 11 mark. Do not be concerned. There are still Spickens nearby. We have heard them.
Yes,
I believe Crix has...
in the office.
I am somewhat confused. Are Spickens kept in offices?
No, but I didn't know it was going to be an office until I opened the door.
Ah, understood. Well, Mikla has found something that is disturbing, and I suspect smells incredibly foul. I will retroactively intend that pun. Perhaps this bears exploration.
Once, I'd like us to find disturbing things that don't smell incredibly foul.
Searching data banks.
Singular or double.
As a reminder, I have an eidetic memory. And I do not believe I have found any documentation about such a thing existing. Hence, why my olfactory sensors remain on a workbench. Possibly off-planet. Definitely off-planet.
Definitely off-planet.
The workbench is possibly in a greenhouse surrounded by flowers. Not that it's connected to anything, so it doesn't matter, but still.
Well, anyway, I probably can't come around this turn, so...
Crix, give me a reaction.
Reaction?
Or whatever you're doing. It's your turn.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'll move. I'll attempt to move. Continue moving down the hall.
Can Crix use the fourth to go straight south? Oh, never mind. Crix went down the hallway like a normal person.
Towards Tizani.
Yeah.
Who's complaining?
So anything you want?
Mikla, are you doing anything in particular at this moment besides attempting to control your reactions to the truly unique stench? I mean, it's not quite a stench that no one has ever scanned before, because you've had pieces of it with the mounds that were being dug out. But, you know.
I am rushing past HK to get outside.
It's a good thing I moved over to the side in this hallway a little bit. That's not just indeed. Because the hex map requires me to not be in the middle of the hallway. I don't know why you bring that up.
It's so much nicer to have normal, somewhat barn spicken smells outside, Mikla. It's so much nicer.
Also the smell of freshly turned soil at this point.
Yeah,
there was some digging going on. HK, you've been bypassed by Mikla.
Okay.
Is there anything you wish to be doing?
Well, as established, I don't need to make a roll for bad smells. So, is it my turn?
Yep.
Okay, well, I am going to... It doesn't look like Mikla's moved on the map.
That's fine. I'm doing it partly just remembering where people are.
Well, I'm going over to the box that Mikla opened because I want to see.
It's not a box. It's a pallet. It's, you know, like a 2-3 inches of boards.
All right, I'm
going
to go to town
together.
On this pallet.
It lifts up and has lifted up and slid back a little bit and has revealed beneath it a gaping, somewhat sinkhole that someone filed the jagged edges off of that leads into the fetid darkness.
Your description implies that this pallet goes down through the floor.
The pallet is covering the hole.
Oh.
Also, I want to make clear for the listeners at home, that is F-E-T-I-D, fetid, and not F-E with a little hat, T-E-D, fetid. We're not throwing a party for the darkness.
No, we're not throwing a party for this darkness.
But we're Sith.
You're not. You're a droid.
Not with that attitude.
I will throw a party for the darkness if the darkness doesn't smell awful.
Assertion.
Big if.
I'm sure the members of the band of that band take plenty of showers.
Take your luck point.
Huzzah.
Observation. I believe Mikola has found the entrance and or exit of the sewers that the alchemy was being poured down.
I believe in a thing called love.
What is love?
Oh, baby, don't hurt me.
Has there ever been a more popular call and response besides...
Yes, but what's love got to do with it?
What's love but a secondhand emotion?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give somebody a secondhand emotion if anyone starts singing.
The urge rises.
The best HK can do is releasing a spoken word album, but one of the Dark Lords named Shatner beat him to it.
What does love have to do with it?
I was about to ask if HK's middle name was Tiberius.
I think I've done everything I can do in this turn. Let me recover while someone else does something.
Dazani, you're up after HK.
I would like to proceed down this hallway.
Which direction?
Down.
Ah, very well. Proceed as you desire.
Do I have to only do my basic speed?
No, I think that I'll just sort of amalgamate things. Mikola's spending a little bit of time outside in the... Well, look, grading on a curve, the air outside is just balmy, Alderanian nectar-scented breezes. We're grading on a curve. Dazani, you have wandered down the pathway, and you have actually found some cages over on this side. You passed another door, which you apparently did not open because it does not appear to be open on my screen.
Oh, I didn't notice it.
Oh, well.
And I suppose I didn't notice it in character either.
Well, also what you probably is, you started hearing little bit, beep, 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 and you can see what looks like a couple of incubator things with, they look like they've got stuff in them, you know, nice warm lighting down one, the penultimate corridor before you hit the wall. And at the final corridor, of which the wall is part of, there's, oh, look, no, Spick and Chicks. And there's a, yeah, okay, there's a couple of tables over there, and there's some goopy goo on one of them, and there's tools, and there's bottles, and there's some protective gear, yes.
Oh, good. Hello, Spick and Chick.
Yep, there are little Spick and Chicks. They notice you and start making little noises and bouncing up and down and waving their little jaws open at you as if you were supposed to feed them.
I can't help but notice that on the map, some of these Spick and Chicks look like you, pretty much what you would expect a Spicken to look like. You know, strange white eyes, blue beak, yellow fuzzy body, and some of these Spick and Chicks are black with glowing red eyes.
The eyes aren't quite glowing, but... and some of the light, the pale variant don't necessarily look as healthy as the image there that I admit I may have stolen for personal use from another location. But yeah, they do have differences in appearance, and...
Are these Spick and Sith spawn?
Well, you'd probably have to analyze that.
Spick might take, spawn. Great.
Might take a little while. They might be Sith spawn, they might just be weird. Crix, you're not restricted to your move. Okay. What are you up to?
So Crix was, you know, heading toward this doorway as well to peek in. I need to know, though, does Crix happen to overhear Dasani say anything about the baby Spickens, or does he happen to hear at this distance any of the cheeping?
Give me a perception roll hearing.
Any negatives or anything?
Nah. You're not that far away, but it's not as loud as it could. Made by six. Yeah, you hear this just fine. Right. Apparently, the way the walls are is funneling the sound right to your little red ears.
So imagine, if you will, happy as he can be, Prix was walking towards the door. And right as he gets there, about to peek in, he hears the spickens and kind of does the turn on one foot and immediately starts heading south to get the spickens. Baby spickens in particular, and eggs. Oh, eggs and spickens. Oh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. Yes, they shall be mine.
Well, they're little ones, but yeah.
Yes, you can do all sorts of things with those.
You're catching up. You can hear Tizani talking about Sith spawn, perhaps.
So, and Crix will all also, because he's distracted by said spickens and his obsession for cooking, will also blow right by that door that the player, oh my god, wants to open, but character is focused elsewhere.
Okay. Shall I cut to Mikala?
Sure.
Mikala, you have regained control over your unruly internal organs, which were convinced that everything was terrible and had to go.
Indeed. Mika is... Can I get a comm signal here?
Yes.
Mika is going to call over to Rocksteady using the comm.
Bzz, burp.
And ask Rocksteady to bring the ship over to the farm.
That's true. You have a ship that you have requisitioned. I remember this. Rocksteady will get permission to...
Yeah, it's going to take a while.
Yeah.
Well, several hours later, we see Rocksteady dragging the ship over.
No. Rocksteady inquires whether or not this is an emergency or whether traffic control should actually be listened to.
It's probably not an emergency. Yeah.
Rocksteady will invoke Sith privilege.
Yes.
But not just blow through everything.
Yes. Sounds okay. Good. And that's what I'm doing with my turn.
Yes. You get the standard droid, whatever level of obsequiousness or lack thereof you programmed in. Cut to HK?
Is there anything I can drop down this hole?
There's pebbles around the area. There's a few chunks of rock or, some duricrete. There's probably some small tools. You've got your own stuff, of course.
I'm not dropping my pen light.
I mean, you could.
I might
see
need
how
that.
Long. Yeah,
this is,
yeah.
This is HK. HK drops itself down the hole.
This has occurred to me, but then HK would miss whatever else is happening up here. HK has already seen one player, one character, get violently ill. HK doesn't want to miss the next one. Yeah. Simultaneous dropping a pebble down the hole while using my T-ray vision to see how far down it goes.
Okay. It goes down,
Would it help
feet.
If I missed my perception by 2?
It's somewhere between 3 feet and 6 feet. You're not quite sure.
Incorrect estimate. This hole appears to be bottomless.
You're also not sure how deep the goo, the excessively fragrant goo, goes down. It might only go down like a couple of feet of mud, and then you hit something resembling solid whatever. It might go down more. It might just be like 6 inches. Maybe you could just wade through it.
It is quite possible. We've already seen where this goes. Am I still able to make to move this turn or no?
Where do you want to head to?
I see the warm, calming glow of a red lightsaber off there to the east.
Yep.
I'd like to head in that direction.
Go for about halfway down, since we're doing, big, vague turns.
So, to there. Oh, you mean halfway down the hallway. Not half of my movement.
Not half your movement.
Whee!
You walk past the dusty or not so dusty, ill-cleaned, empty cages. back to Jazani. Your cousin's right there. There are incubator things full of spickin' chicks. Some that are fluffy and round and yellow, and some that are dark with apparent eyes that you're not sure whether they're actually glowing. They might be glowing, or they might simply be reflecting the light of your saber.
I turn off the saber.
Well, there are dim lights in the area, and okay, you're pretty sure that the eyes aren't, if they're glowing, they're not glowing very much, but they definitely, when they catch the light, they flash red. And the other ones flash yellow when they catch the light.
If these things aren't Sith spawn, I suspect they've been being raised somewhere with a lot of ambient force energy.
People may interject to ask Tazani what
Can
she's
I
talking
get
about.
Anything oh, off the...
Crit success you made with the force sense? They're not... Okay. You can't quite call them Sith spawn because they aren't being made by someone who knows what they're doing in the Force. You might be able to call them alchemy spawn in the sense that from what you're getting, not just from them, but with your crit success made by 11, behind you and in the eggs and in the spickens here, it seems like someone maybe has been doing things that, frankly, to get it right, you would need to be able to make functional Sith spawn?
I
alchemy spawn.
Been getting it right.
Not really, no. They're growing, but you look at them and they don't actually look like they're necessarily thriving. They look on the surface like they're fat and growing and will make excellent broilers, but if you look closer, their eyes are, some of them kind of milky, and they don't seem to be able to see very well, and their feet are a little bit twisted, and their little tails behind them are maybe longer than they should be, you know.
Oh, wonderful.
Some of them are having trouble moving because they are just that overly plump for a spicken.
So they're, so they're Cornish crosses, but alchemical.
That's the meat chickens that are basically, they grow so fast and...
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. They are, however, all trying to duck their heads and open their mouths and look so cute that you just have to feed them something.
You're using forced mind tricks, I think.
While Tazani is pondering, shall I go to Crix?
I'm going to make a roll.
You're resisting your obsession. Okay, you made it.
All right. So as tempting and as impulse driving as getting to these spickens are, this door has caught my attention.
There might be something behind it to cook with.
It's possible.
Well,
dear GM, what do I see?
This looks almost like something you could cook with. It's got a that's a console, not a table, curse it. And a whole lot of shelves that have fascinating ingredients with all sorts of chemical labels on them, and... Oh, no, this looks more like a chemistry lab than a kitchen.
Mystery lab, huh?
Yeah.
You said they're labeled?
They have chemical labels on them, which are... Okay, that one might be edible if you're the right species, but a lot of them are not really what you'd call edibility.
Are any of them the same as the thing I saw Tasani draw earlier in the evening?
Give me an IQ roll for with some kind of memory. A memory type things you might have. That's right. Tasani went and fed the chemical structure that she drew into the library computers until she got a name of some of the chemicals out, didn't she?
And I... All right. this feels important. How do I utilize either force or effort or whatever it's called in this system to try to get a better chance at success at this?
Ooh, interesting. Give me a one fatigue per... Actually, give me a... Do you have meditation? Yes. Give me a meditation roll, and for every fatigue you spend, boost the chance of success by one.
So I have...
You are reaching back in your memory by using force techniques. You're not actually doing meditation.
So do I take by this character sheet that I have 10 points of that to spend?
You do. Yes.
Okay. So if I spend, say, 5...
That will give you a plus 5. It's so, also very fatiguing.
Yes. You want Meditate Sith?
Is that, Meditate is that Sith. That's the one, and that's the skill you're going to use. Okay. And you will be rolling at a plus 5.
Right, and now I got to remember how to do that. Hold on, let me close this.
And I mean, worst comes to worst, you can just roll 3d6 and get under a 15, and you know.
Plus five. Yep.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Think I did it right.
Made by one.
Woo.
Yes. Yes. This here and that. Yes, these are in fact the. Some of these chemicals are very familiar from what your cousin was looking up. And on that note, we've been playing for, well, just up until you have to go do your thing. So how about we take a break?
Can I end it on...
Yes.
On the effort of remembering, kind of sends him onto his butt to the floor, maybe a little blood through the nose, coming out the nose.
Yep.
And
yep.
Just a weak sort of, Dasani! And then we can cut to black.
It happened
Sounds
again.
Sounds good. Sounds good. And press that button and we will return when we get a chance.
Have a holly jolly Sithmas. And in case you didn't hear.
No!
Oh my golly, I'm gonna get a copyright strike right here.
It's parody. It's parody.
I'm pretty sure it's also...
I will electrocute you.
It's beginning to look a lot like Force Lightning. is near.
So it's parody, but is it odd or even?
Oh no, that sounds like a math joke. I mean... The math is why I had to be an English major, Ellie. I was trying to be pre-veterinary, and the pre-calc just kicked my backside. Partly because the book that was written by a professor at the college was kind of a sucky book. Even my spouse, who actually has, like, degrees in math-heavy stuff, was going, well, Anyway, do we want to play a game?
Technically, this is the second half of a game.
That's right. We should do the second half of the game. We're back. It's Sithmas in July. We're back here. Okay, good. I don't have to do the intro. So,
Is the Christmas spicken cooked?
Is it a turspicken?
Is it a horribly mutated spicken? To one of these questions, the answer is yes.
I mean. So, let's see. We've got... Mikola, who's outside the barn, catching her breath. Bebop is also there, probably guiding things in. HK is in the hallway, perambulating down to where Tizani has, you know, found all of the little baby spickens. And Crix has just discovered the... Well, there's the great big table in there, and there's all of the stuff on the walls, on the shelves, and some of this looks like the names that the chemical formula that Tizani got with Precog. several episodes ago. We won't count how many. And was, I believe Crix was calling out about that last.
Yeah, Crix called out about it, and the effort from putting this together gave him an instantaneous nosebleed, and he plopped down on his behind as opposed to passing out. So.
Oh, right. Yes, you spent fatigue on this.
Yes, I spent quite a bit of fatigue on it.
Very nice, very nice.
Ran is shaking his head over craft services saying, amateurs.
Yeah, you're down to 5 fatigue.
Yeah.
Well, so look on the bright side. HK doesn't have any fatigue left.
HK doesn't use fatigue. HK is a droid.
Oh, I need to roll my ranged attack.
No, you don't. We're just coming back from break. You only roll your ranged attack on...
once per session. Nuke. You're right.
Uh-huh.
I feel that.
This definitely probably means something. I just don't know what.
Dasani and HK, you're closest.
Query, is it a pile of space mashed potatoes?
Smashed potatoes?
He called out to me, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, Tasane finally leaves these Spick and Chicks.
The Spick and Chicks have been left. Tasane walks over to look through the door into something that has a very large computer table with lots of little holo projectors, so you can have, like, you know, three screens going at once. Also looks like it might be a work table at the same time. And there are shelves in the room full of chemicals.
I look up at Sasani. Crix looks up at Sasani from the floor, blood coming from his nose, and he points, found your chemicals!
What did you do?
These are the chemicals of the thing that you drew.
Why are you bleeding?
I was concentrating really hard to put it together.
Oh. Hey, well, okay. Can I, like, come in?
Yeah. Just step right over me. It's fine.
I will. So there's a computer?
Yep. Great big computer there. Currently not lit up. Has cabinets underneath that who knows what they're housing. Has little light up bits here and there on it that are currently not lit.
Well, I'd like to try to turn it on.
Okay, let's do some... Oh, well, L up security. And you may have to make it by a bit. By 3. You can get it to turn on. You can get it to the enter password stage. You can tell it to create another account.
Can you find the recover password button?
Probably not at the moment. Not
you
the
know
3.
What's much simpler?
Oh, dear. What's much simpler?
Leaving and going and helping the planetary security officers roust someone out of bed. I don't need to hack into the computer if I make someone enter their password at lightsaber point.
I love Sith. This is why I love Sith.
I'm going to get over to that room just in time to see that everyone has left the room, aren't I?
There was some ambling, so...
I'm not upset if that happens. I think it'll be hilarious if that happens. But it looks like Tasani is coming back in the direction of the HK, so that would not happen.
Probably the amount of time that is spent, where would you have wanted to have been going while Tasani was going bit, bit, boop, boop?
Well, HK was going down the passageway to catch up with Tasani. So
in that
HK
case,
was...
you were probably about there, yes. About where you just put yourself. And let me make... Sure, you got your chips, honey. Mikala!
It is waiting for Rocksteady to arrive with the ship.
You're just going to sit out there and wait. Okay.
Mika has no idea what's going on inside.
And does not want to know?
It smells.
Well, yeah. It does.
She wants to be here when Rocksteady gets here.
Okay. That's fair. The GM is going to briefly look at the...
I apologize for splitting the party, but...
No, it's okay,
also,
I'm just...
I have split the party so I can stand in one place and do nothing.
Okay. There's certainly enough room in the area, now that I glance at it, that you should, in fact, be able to easily have your ship land there. Okay. Crix, you are at half fatigue, which means that you can move around effectively normally, but any special effects you wish to give on this are completely, you can give special effects if you want. You're just not going to be hampered if it turns into a combat situation.
Well, Crix will, pull out a little cooking towel and dab and hold his nose and regain his feet and sidle his way out here to see, give the side eye to the Spickens, but see what Tassani's going to do.
Check.
Here.
Check. They're making noises.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to want food.
They seem to be food.
Well, maybe. Every time someone comes near them, they crouch down and stick their heads way upwards and open their mouths extremely wide and lash their little tails.
You know what? Fine. You can come with me.
You are grabbing a Spicken?
Yes.
Which one are you grabbing?
This one on the end.
Painful Spicken chick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are they going to end up being a shoulder Spicken?
I am carrying it in my hand.
You could have named it Polly.
It cheeps piteously at you, and as you pick it up, you realize that it has apparently been losing in the pecking order sometimes or something. It's got some wounds on its back and a chest, and is peeping piteously.
Well, it's going for a little walk now.
Okay. Your stealth will be penalized for carrying the noisy, peeping Spicken chick.
What stealth?
I don't know.
Horror is knowing something approaches. In this case, horror is knowing Tassani approaches.
I intend to go in there very, publicly.
Okay. If people are following Tassani, feel free to follow Tassani. Where are you headed, just so that I know?
Out.
Out.
Query.
Okay.
Are we all grabbing a Spicken?
Sure, do what you want.
Crash, how do I make the,
I don't know.
Configuration to let, somebody have the ability to move another...
You should be able to set ownership to another player.
Okay. Open configuration. But
you do that with the character sheet, not the token.
Oh. But I want to make this instance of it given to another player. Oh, well, I guess I'll just have to run it with Tassani when Tassani moves. Okay.
I don't know how much I'm allowed to move.
We're not in combat per se time. People can move freely to where you're planning on going.
Then I am leaving.
Okay. Tassani is leaving.
These
no one is answering the question.
Shelving units that the Spickens are on, do they appear to be portable in any way, shape, or form?
They're designed to, you know, they're basically like incubator things, and you can carry them around like a common lifting droid if you want.
I was wondering if Crix was going to grab one end while HK grabbed the other, because Spickens and...
Yep.
Well, Crix won't be able to carry this entire table, but Crix will certainly pick up the puzzled Spicken chick light.
It peeps at you and wiggles and waves its gaping maw, hopefully, in as close to your face as you allow it.
What in the Emperor's name is this? Oh.
Yes, Tassani, on your way out, you have found the slightly opened pit of stench. Make an HT roll.
I suppose this isn't actually resisting poison.
Unfortunately, no. Tragic. Oh, that doesn't look good. Missed it by 6.
It was not, however, a crit fail.
Barely. By 1, it was not a crit fail. You really need to find some place where you can hide your dignity pretty quick, I would suspect, because wow, does that smell terrible.
Observation. Reassurance. Do not worry. I have an eidetic memory. Therefore, anything you fail to perceive because you are retching horribly in an embarrassing fashion, I will be able to record for posterity's sake and replay for you whenever you wish.
Hold on, I need to roll something.
Is this where HK gets disembodied?
Why can't I roll the thing? Oh, there it is. Okay. In.
Alchemy's pit. Other mage by 6. What in are you doing? What are you doing? You're dropping HK into the pit.
Observation, the pit appears to be 3 to 6 feet.
While this hilarity is going on, Kirk is going to amble this way and grab one or two of these eggs and put those eggs in his pockets if possible.
Okay. Yes.
I'm so glad I did not grab a spicken, or they would be in the sledge with me.
Yes. Okay. Give me a moment to. We will just add a couple of eggs to your inventory. Just write it in or something, and that will be fine. Oh God's kitten.
We'll worry about them after they've been cooked for 30 hours.
Yes. Yes. Tazani does have bad temper and impulsiveness and. Okay.
This went as well as I could expect it to go.
Bad temper, impulsiveness, and proud.
HK stood there, continuing to poke the bear.
Yes.
Saying, is HK. This when I lose an arm? Is this when I lose an arm? Is this when I appear to have no arms?
All right. So, HK, just how tall are you as a droid?
I would say, previously a murder bot, so let's go with 2 meters.
Okay. You are at the 2 meter point. Your optics are basically right at the level of the muck currently. Except for the part where it seems to be sloshing back and forth a little bit, raising and lowering, and you are slowly sinking a bit deeper into that. This is not very firm. This is not very stable.
Hypothesis: the tide appears to be coming in.
Crix, let's just go with Crix for a moment, because I want to know what people inside are doing, and then I'm going to be letting Mika. Have a chance to ignore all of this is not her problem.
After grabbing said eggs, I can't move myself for some reason.
Probably because the chick's on top of you. Just a moment, I'll move it off. Okay, am I in the right? I'm not moving anything. There. Now you can probably move yourself.
Kirk's will move back this way until getting to this one, and then start heading down this corridor towards the front door.
Okay, you can probably make it to about where the spicken is, I'd say. And then there is the somewhat horrible scorch of a former combat droid being used as a living
buoy
measuring
depth charge
device. Yeah, one of those things. Living isn't the right word, but you know what I mean.
I guess Tasani's being Tasani again, so I'll just continue on my way.
Yeah, that's about right. Mikola
request ask Bebop to come in. I have need of his services.
The voice that anyone can hear from this is somewhat burbly and muffled. It's
muffled, yes, but I don't believe it would be burbly because there's no actual airflow.
Airflow, no, but the sound is traveling in somewhat concerning ways.
It should certainly be distorted because muck, but
yes. Burbles. Okay, maybe not burbly is quite. Yeah. It's.
Oh.
It's certainly.
Actually, retcon. I apply a burble audio filter to my voice for realism.
Yep. That sounds about right. Let's see. Ellie is at a be right back.
I'm here again. Sorry.
Okay. Would you care to make a hearing perception? I mean, you can probably hear some of it, but the question is, do you hear enough that you feel that you might need to do anything? Oh, made it by 4. You got enough of what was going on to be able to decide whether this is, in fact, something that you might have to intervene in. Especially the part about you hear Bebop's name.
Mikla is picking up what Tizani put down. Actually, no, I'm still in the hole.
Yeah.
HK, go down the hole.
Dicky, dicky.
Bebop would take your luck point.
Please go help them out.
Yes.
Bebop. Boop, boop, boop.
I'll get to talk eventually.
Sorry. Bebop comes to where you are and then looks around for the person to help out.
They're inside.
Bebop continues to look around and looks back in a somewhat puzzled fashion.
I don't know. They asked for your help.
I am providing an audio cue in order for you to discern my location, which yep. comes out as I am providing an audio cue.
Bebop apparently does not understand this.
I figured an IQ roll was about right. Bebop is tentatively approaching the corner because audio cue?
Bebop hears
please
the sound.
Please find out why HK is being ridiculous.
This time.
It's present tense, is being.
HK is not visible, Master.
Well, that's troubling.
Can I hear this?
Well, give me a perception roll. Everything's kind of glorpy right now. If I mean, normally,
HK
yes, you could
was
hear
a
it.
Biologic. HK would not like the word glorpy in this context. But HK is not a biologic. And you know what? I'm in the editing mode for my character sheet, so clicking on perception doesn't do a thing, hence why I haven't rolled yet.
Yes, you can hear all of this.
Okay.
The so lapping of this everything is letting your hearing sensors free occasionally.
Well, speaking out doesn't seem to have helped, so I'm going to point my blaster straight up in the air and fire once.
Oh no. Oh no.
The player knows how this might backfire. Possibly literally.
Don't crit fail.
I think this will be the first time that I'm actually using the blaster rifle.
I thought you used it on the act droid.
Oh, yeah, I did. I'm using the stun setting, by the way. I don't want to actually kill the ceiling. Just stun it.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, sure.
Don't crit fail.
I thought I pressed the button, but it's not doing a thing.
Are you still in edit mode?
No.
Fighting with fire.
How many shots do you want to fire? Enter the number of shots, 1 to 3. I'm going to put in a 1.
Uh-huh.
Submit. It's adding a +2 because I did click +2 accuracy, so I might miss the ceiling, just so you know.
Yeah.
Made it by 5. I do, in fact, hit the ceiling with a stun blast.
Ceiling is stunned and falls on everybody. Let's roll up some new characters.
Ah, yes. I'm going to make a mouse droid next. You see a Jawa and a mouse droid talk to each other. Utini, boo-doo-doo-doo. Utini, boo-doo-doo-doo. Utini, boo-doo-doo-doo. This goes on for half an hour.
After approximately 3 seconds to process the situation and the fact that there was a stun. Oh, that's That's where HK must have gone. Bebop will come over. Tizani, you have been spending this time either retching pathetically into a feed bag that's not nearly as empty as you'd like and also kind of smells bad as well, or striving not to retch pathetically.
Well, she's doing her best.
It's probably a good thing that Bebop isn't bothering to notice what you're doing. Otherwise, there might be two droids in there. Let's see. Where's Crix? There's Crix. You kept ambling. As you ambled, the smell got worse since it's closer to things. So plonk yourself over next to the spicken if you want. Grab the eggs, too, just so I know they're there. There we go. Okay. Apparently, HK is raising both arms to request uppies. Bebop sighs and arranges itself to start lifting HK up.
I'm only 500 pounds, plus whatever fetid sludge sticks to me.
There is that. I'm going to make Mikula roll for Bebop. Well, I'll make Ellie roll for yeah. Lifting by 6.
There is HK's... now an HK-shaped hole in the ceiling.
No. HK is coming free. Look, Bebop knows it's business here, okay? There's not going to be the fling. But indeed, you are coming free somewhat slowly and squelchily with absolutely horrible organic sounds as your feet are pulled from the muck that they have been settling into.
Processing, saving audio recording as high quality .flac file.
I'm going to make a roll for you here. HK, did you perchance turn on your sensors down there at all? Or were you just relying on what? I don't know. Why would you?
Hugh scans every 10 feet.
Yes. I don't know if HK bothers to.
Well, HK doesn't scan every single square inch of everything. A lot of it's boring. But this pit is very disturbing to every biologic that has come within 5 feet of it. So of course HK would be scanning it, because this could be shared with the biologics.
What?
And HK is a horrible cyber goose.
Imperial lossless audio codec. In that case, what are we having you use for your scanner that you finally remembered to redo? Your scanning sense?
It wasn't that I finally remembered. It's that you shared that I could add disads that I was already using.
Well.
That's an excellent question.
I think you may be using perception.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah. Because it's for what it is.
It scanning with perception makes sense.
Yes. Acute ones even.
I intend my puns, even if retroactively. Regardless, I made it by 3.
As you are being lifted out, you are sort of looking around as you discreetly flail your feet to try to get them out of the clutches of whatever is... You're not... Surely nothing is actually trying to pull you back in. That's just like some weird physics thing going on. There
curse you,
are...
Gravity.
The holes that you could go, most of the holes were small and closer to your feet. There's one as you're being lifted up that's probably about a 3-foot diameter thing that if the level of the sludge were a little bit lower, you could actually crawl through.
I mean, I don't need to breathe. I could probably crawl through it anyway.
Well, yes, you could crawl through. You know, people. Okay.
I'm not a people.
Well, something. Biological people.
Oh no, that wasn't a complaint.
Nice point. Crix.
People are mortal.
You Crix. Can meander out if you wish. To the end of the... Crix just bypasses the whole nonsense there and ignores
hey,
his cousin, and yeah.
How's it going out here, Mikula?
Oh, pretty quiet. Just waiting.
We found some spickens.
Oh.
See?
Well, it's good to have our assumptions confirmed.
Peep, 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 peep.
What you doing?
Waiting.
What you waiting for?
I called my other robot. He should be here with the ship soon.
Ooh, okay.
You're not sure, but there might be a star lifting up off of out of the spaceport far to the distance, and you know, maybe that's yours. It hasn't been that long, so you know.
Kazani approaches, clucking a peeping spicken chick. Oh, good, everyone's out here.
Me!
So, did you have fun?
Not whatsoever.
That's too bad.
I'm going to go find the person in charge of this place and drop them down a fetid, stinking pit.
Oh, well, you might want to wait until the ship shows up.
Oh?
Yeah, because the ship has the breath masks on it.
Oh, now I understand.
Sorry, I guess I could have been more clear about that.
I sort of assumed that we were going to kidnap someone.
We could do that, too.
HK's going to need the hose, by the way.
Oh. It's a long walk back to the house.
I'm sure there's a hose around here.
Oh, okay.
There must be, right?
Everyone make a perception smell roll.
I would prefer not to.
Now, do they smell me approaching on a failure or a success?
Oh, there's the critical failure.
The smell. Tazani, everything smells horrible right now, and everything is just awful. Crix, something horribly stench-wise is approaching you. It's coming. It's coming.
You hear a steady squelching sound as one foot is placed in front of another, and bits of material fall off of HK's lower half and part of the upper half.
Mikula is also he makes a telekinesis by 8. What are you doing with your telekinesis by 8? Ouch.
You broke that.
That way.
You're, I see. You're trying to yeet.
You know that sound that R2 makes when R2 is thrown somewhere? There is a skid mark on the floor that goes for several feet from where HK touches down and then lands and then is prone and continues to go in that direction. Somehow this does not make HK any cleaner.
It just makes the floor dirtier. HK has been yote. There was a yeet and now there's a yote.
Observation, you made me this way. Therefore, I am without blame.
I learned to put
water
on you.
I don't care!
This is done with HK still laying flat on his back, holding up one finger in the air to make the point.
Nicola?
Yeah?
I'm going to wait with you for the breath masks, but I am going to leave the vicinity of the droid.
Okay.
Me. You might also want to leave the vicinity of the droid. He smells awful.
You were noticing, Mikula. You were noticing the horrible organic plus strange chemical bites that just make it worse.
Yeah, but now I'm used to it.
It You could stand there and slowly get a bit used to it, but I will want an HT roll for that.
Mika will move over to the corner of the building.
Is Mika still trying to avoid the camera?
Yes.
I would like a appropriate role for that. Pick whatever you think.
Still don't have stealth.
Hmm?
I still don't have stealth.
I forget what I had you roll last time.
I'm trying to find what you had me roll last time. Oh, just straight up dex.
Okay. You know where everything is and therefore.
Although it's occurred to me that I do have the camouflage skill.
Camouflage is more for...
fair enough.
Holding still. Made it. Okay. You can, pause for the camera to sweep over this particular location, step past where its arc of visibility goes, and with a little bit of weaving back and forth, you can make it without, you're pretty sure, being seen. HK, do you want to make your query out loud, hopefully where loud enough that the people can hear? Well, the other people.
Yes, I do increase my volume to 90%. I do not rise from my prone position because I suspect I will be thrown for a third time if I try to approach again.
Feel free to speak it for the camera.
Oh, yeah, it's an audio format. Right.
Yeah.
Query, does no one want to know about the subterranean tunnels I found?
I mean, I want to know about them, but not necessarily that badly.
There were several in the pit, including one that was about 3 feet wide, easily traversable if the sludge was perhaps a little bit lower. Fortunately, I took a significant amount of it out with me.
How big were the pipes that you were excavating?
Those were more like, you can't see me making hands, but a diameter a bit larger than a reasonably large dinner plate. Yes, do we want to take a pause and decide things? Because we've been playing for about an hour. Or do we want to go on?
I can keep going, but...
Okay.
I can keep going, but it's... This is the second half of the session.
That's true. Well,
I'm okay with whatever.
Okay.
This is where the sewage elemental rises up out of the pit.
It's you.
Yes.
Oop.
Where's the lie?
Where's the EO?
We lost an EO.
Their last words were, it's you. You return.
Sorry, I closed the Discord while trying to swap to Foundry.
Oh no.
Oops. We got an it's you, and that's all we heard.
Yes. The sewage element rises out of the pit. It is
Roll for initiative.
HK's been the BBEG the whole time.
I've been playing the long game.
Let's take a break and then we can figure out what we want to do.
Sounds like a good idea. Let us take a break and then I can decide on a useful thing to put at the end. Duh.
And when we return, you will face this fully armed and operational repair droid.
Covered in reeking organic, possibly chemical and or alchemical contaminated waste. We'll be right back.
Go ahead. Yep, we'll be right back. Yep.
Try.
Oh, were the cliffs also in the pit?
Possibly.
Do they get the hose again?
Someone's getting the hose. Fortunately, there are probably hoses around. You unpaused it, right?
Yes.
I thought so. As you are looking around, you hear from approximately the direction of the gates that you came in, an ack dog making its sort of yelpy, snarly sounds, which are then somewhat drowned out by the sound of Mikala's ship coming. Nevertheless, there sure is a dog there is a ack dog out there somewhere.
Observation. And recollection.
Doesn't sound good.
I know this music. Puppy.
And with the possibility of both usefulness and strangers in the air. Well, the usefulness is in the air. The strangers are probably over by the gate. Either that or it's a pack of wild ack puppies. You never know. Worst puppies. I think that we shall end it for the evening. Thank you all for playing. I thank people for listening. I hope other people were having fun, because I was sure having fun. But then I have a strange sense of humor. Tonight, I'm glad.
I went for a swim.
I am glad. Worst swim.
Mika didn't have to do anything at all.
Okay. Joined by Crash and Ellie and Io and Paul. And does anyone want to plug anything?
USB-C. It remains useful.
That's true.
An ultrasonic cleaner. I need one.
Io's mom writes books. Yeah, I should get one of those. Yeah.
What I want to plug? That
Your
hole.
Nose?
You tried to, but I'm not large enough.
That ain't going, maybe Bebop.
Please do not throw more droids down the hole.
Small Rights Books, ElizabethMcCoy.com. I am still in the process of slowly moving my books hither and thither, and I'm slowly getting them up on Google Play. Just because. Not that anyone apparently buys books there. I don't know. Does anyone buy books off of Google Play?
I'm trying to de-Google my life, but...
Yeah, I mean, same, but it's a venue, and also it's a place I can upload all of my stuff so that I can upload it to other places, so I can close it down on Draft to Digital, because Draft to Digital wants me to pay for being a low seller. I do not want to pay more than I take in. Thank you.
Like when a conference charges me to be a presenter.
Yeah, yeah. So... Does anyone want to plug anything else that's nicer?
I know an award-winning director who has some screenplays. Not screenplays, but dramatic productions that have been written.
Yeah, I have a couple two-tree, as they say, in my area. You could forward any inquiries regarding any of these stage productions to paultheplaywright.us@gmail.com.
Gmail.
And speaking of other websites that have our names in them.
Yes, I take all these podcasts and everything else I do and put them over on aaronbsmith.com, which I just reworked a little bit today because apparently I hadn't been adding new podcasts to the front page. So they're there now. If we have had a podcast series, it's on that front page, as well as links to my socials, my PeerTube channels. Because I do make videos, I'm not putting them on YouTube, but I'm putting them other places. And everything that I've been selling on Itch.io, I now have direct links to the PDFs on aaronbsmith.com. So you don't need to go to itch.io to get them. You could have gotten them for free there because they're pay what you want. But now you can bypass it altogether and just download the PDF, because I was never doing any of this for the money anyway, and cuts out the middleman. And until next time, Beth over there is going to say...
Beth is going to say, Nexu, down! Get down! You can't catch that! Bulldog. Good night, everyone.
Observation. Bye. Not with that attitude. And now you all have an asset in acquiring a bathrobe that stands up on its own.
We don't need an asset in that. I'd rather have an asset in throwing people into something that's liquid.
I assure you, that was not liquid.
Well, no, but it was squelchy. But there's that pond over there. I bet we could throw you in that.
Oh, yes.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.